Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's bad for the Browns, but it's still not the worst.
And when a coach gets real, or is it really fake? What was that from Brian Kelly?
You sounded fake right there. It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. All good?
I just got the EBGBs.
Is that better? There was something else that was on. I turned it off. You want me to turn it back on? Okay, it's back on.
Ernie's machine's back on.
I come in here for 5 minutes before every show and set it up, and then you go, nope.
This is the first time I ever touched it.
Ken takes a flamethrower.
Do we have the Brian Kelly audio? Do you have the before audio? Technically was after the game. I want to hear Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly's finding himself in a bad situation. Let me explain why here. Because I think, well, I want to hear the post-game audio first.
That's why you need that up.
Yeah. And so let's hear the post-game audio first, and then I want to tell you why I think he might be in a tough situation. So here's Brian Kelly after the 20-10 win over the Florida Gators over the weekend.
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game.
All right, how about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions, and I'm getting tired of it.
So, Brian Kelly's problem.
That was a real moment right there.
Yeah,
you don't get a ton of real moments. Like, Brian Kelly was talking to him as if there were no microphones and it was just somebody off the street.
Yeah, I think he was fake, though. Let's play the audio of him. This is yesterday in his media availability. I believe he apologizes for the argument.
I've texted with Mike and offered my apology to him for the way I handled the questioning. I think it's important to understand that, my standards relative to how we work with the media on a day-to-day basis need to be higher, and I take responsibility for that, and I'll be better in the future. The way I'm thinking after a game, and we've mentioned this a couple of times, the emotions of the game, right after it, I haven't watched any film. It's difficult to make those assessments of specifics, and I'm going to defend my team.
So what I think his issue is, he does this he did this last year. He can't get mad at his own team for dropping an early ball game. like the fake. It keeps happening. Last year, he was able to do that. Last year, I think like what bothers me about Brian Kelly is that it's always old tricks. He doesn't try to find new things for motivation. Before he could blame his own team and get mad at his own team, and you know this is what you're doing wrong, that's what you're doing wrong. Here, you know, they won their early season game, their early season big opponent, and then they played a Florida team where they were better than, and they beat, and they just soundly beat that Florida team. And their defense just really put DJ Lagway in shambles over the weekend. So I think that he decided to do, I didn't think it was a dumb question. I thought it was kind of innocuous in so many ways. I think that he decided to try to use somebody as an example, or to try to get his team going against a common enemy, and the common enemy is media of sports teams, especially football. I mean, they've had a tough relationship with media. So I mean, it's kind of in vogue, and it's been in vogue for a while now. It's almost tradition to use the media as an enemy. For a lot of coaches, and sure. He could do that, and he did that. Do you feel the same way, or do you feel that this was, what like you said he was being real? I'm like, nah, this is as fake as Brian Kelly gets, but no, fake Brian Kelly's real, Brian Kelly.
I thought it sounded like exactly what a coach would really think about a journalist with a pen and pad of paper. Like, you're questioning me. We're off to a great start. We got things we got to work on, but we're off to a great start. We won our out-of-conference game that mattered, like our big opponent, and we're going to be getting in the thick, you know, down the road here, the SEC schedule. You have a win over Florida. You know, obviously, Florida is in shambles right now, and man, where are the wins? You know, you start to look at, you know, their situation, how their quarterback played, when they get rid of that coach, you know, all that stuff. But, like, I would like to know when that press conference, where was that question? Was that question, I do think it matters. Because if it's like, all right, I get done with my introductory speech, the big win, we fought hard, we sealed the game with that game-winning run, here we go. And then, all right, we go to whatever from the whatever, the Gainesville Glory, we go to him. And then he goes, oh, what's going on with third downs? What's going on with the running game? Like, then that seems like it's an agenda from a writer.
Well, did he say what's going on?
What's
I don't like what's going on.
Or not? No, that was just me.
It's hard to do it.
Yeah. That was just me, just going off of what I heard. Like, was this at the end of the press conference where we've talked about everything and it's like, hey, you guys are having problems with this? Then I'm like, all right, yeah, we've got all week to like look at that. I got to look at the tape. We'd like to get better. Like, there is a way to handle it, and he didn't handle it great. And that's why he apologized the next day. I just appreciated from a fan perspective, like, that was a lot of pent up emotion. That wasn't just one writer, one game, one blog, one anything. That was like, man, I thought we're coming out of the other end of this finally. Maybe we have a chance to win the national championship. We've got a quarterback that is definitely good enough to battle in all these big games. And we're focusing like that. That reporter went from one negative to the next negative. Like, when he wouldn't answer the first one, he goes, oh, Abel, what about this? What about your running game?
Yeah, but I think that...
Like, it seems like, oh, you're just looking for the negative angle.
Well, the reason why he disagrees is because, yeah, a lot of coaches go look for the negative angle. It's called tape after the game. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to perfect on things that you got wrong. And so once he found the negative angle, then he might have felt a little bit worse. I just think he took it to an insane degree, because usually he's had a built-in way to go after his own team, because they've dropped an early season ball game to a big name opponent, a la last year with the desk pound and things like that. I think a lot of people don't like Brian Kelly for good reason. I think he's a prickly person. I think in so many ways he's fake, but that's what's made him real, is that everybody knows he's fake, and somehow he's been able to get it done. He's been able to find great players. But I think it does just make you root against him, and it makes you root against LSU. But now I find myself, can I tie it back to our situation here? I find myself in a situation where if I'm going to have a high pick, more than likely the number one overall pick or number two overall pick, I find myself in a place where I need him to do well, because that means Garrett Nussmeier's done well. And I want to feel better about Garrett Nussmeier. Yes? No? Like if they go out there and they turn in a 7-5 season and it puts Brian, because one of the big gags on Billy Napier for losing to South Florida, it's like, okay, you're back on the hot seat again. You know how you can get yourself at least cooling off your seat, or you can get off the hot seat, was go and put Brian Kelly on the hot seat by beating LSU. And if they would have beat LSU, then I think for LSU to lose, Garrett Nussmeier has to play poorly. Like, I need, as much as guys, you know, I don't like this QB, and I don't like that QB, and I like this QB. You're going to need some guys to play well. You want to feel better about your future. You can't just stay depressed forever. So I need somebody to look good. And somebody from a place that I trust. Like, I got to tell you, Indiana, Fernando Mendoza is nice. Do I trust Fernando Mendoza because he's an Indiana quarterback? Like, at first blush, no. I go with previous stereotypes. I go with stereotypes. Stereotypically, Indiana quarterbacks, not really on my radar. Not on my radar. Antoine Randall L.
That's not it.
That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
And then, Curtis Rourke had a nice
run last year. But we have preconceived notions and stereotypes about where quarterbacks come from, where linebackers come from, right? Wide receivers, running backs. And when I hear about, you know, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, I can be more open-minded to that. It's the same thing maybe with like South Carolina's Lenora Sellers. Like, when I see that they get hammered by Vandy, all right, now I have to wonder why they got hammered by Vandy, because it's easy for me to say, well, Lenora Sellers got pulled in the game. I mean, they were winning the game anyway. They got hammered by Vandy. So what's that go against Lenora Sellers? And it's, as we talk about this season, as we go through this season, it is right there for the taking for you-know-who. 2 weeks from now, he's going to have to play his ass off because they're going to be tested. Because right now, I'm watching Penn State just kind of go out there and go through the motions. And I think James Franklin, who's a psycho, who's really an unlikable guy in so many ways, I'll admit, right? James Franklin's not a really likable coach. There's more likable coaches than I probably would think, but James Franklin's really not a likable coach.
I think all coaches are likable until they get the big job, and then you end up hating them. I think there's not a lot of guys that are likable. Like, think about how people talk about Ryan Day. Think about how people talked about Nick Saban for a long period of time.
Yeah, but I think that changes. Like, when you get your guys to play for you and you win a national championship, and then I hear all the stories afterwards, it's like, boy, it's really tough for me to hate Ryan Day now. It's really tough for me to hate that guy and to dislike him and to you know, want not what's worst for him and his team, but like, you know, can you get any better than what they're gotten? And there was a part of me where I thought, like, man, he was kind of in the Jim Harbaugh. I hate to take it from him, but it's like, oh, you're born on third base there. You got yourself the Ohio State job. You didn't have to go be a coach anywhere else. Like, those type of things.
But I think that's a bigger sports story in general that we can tackle another day. But I think when you get to a certain point in sports, whether you're a coach or a player, when you get to a certain fame level, then you end up finding not just haters. Like, you get a big portion of a fan base that hates you.
Rooting for your downfall.
There's very few players in sports. That's what that amazes me about Donovan Mitchell. He's like the only NBA player that doesn't have a ton of hatred around the NBA. Who hasn't won anything? Normally, you get to superstar status and you are in a bunch of commercials and you have a shoe and you have, you know, a lot of teams coveting after you, and then you lose and don't win and you're all NBA. Normally, the hate starts coming and it doesn't stop. There's very few guys in all the sports. Like, Patrick Mahomes was like the most likable, dominant player ever until what? A year ago, year and a half ago? And that started to sail. Not because Patrick Mahomes did anything wrong. He's there.
Well, you start to see the fallible people around them. Right or wrong. You know, like, his wife's just his wife. But people draw a problem with her because he's a great player. They can't say anything about him, which is wrong. And I don't like doing it. That's why I really don't like bringing up.
I didn't even know that was a sentiment out. People don't like his wife.
There's plenty of people like the videos, the social media videos from the last 5-6 years. There's been a lot of people who really are not a big fans. I mean, the Jackson Mahomes part of it, the Patrick Mahomes Sr. part of it, like Patrick Mahomes Sr. obviously, like, getting in a fight out in the street, and then Jackson Mahomes and the threats against the bartender or whatever, the bar owner or whatever. Like, you attach him to those people around him that are not perfect
people. That
goes people,
to show
obviously.
You, though, right? We're reaching for straws if we're going after a brother or a wife.
We do that all the time.
But Patrick Mahomes, like, I think people finally they had to find something, so they're like, oh, he fakes like he's going to stay in bounds. And that's cheap.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be able to get away with that. No, I don't like him anymore.
But we did it. We did it with LeBron, with his mother. Like, we did it with LeBron, with his mom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hard for us to criticize because they're so good at what they do. We're waiting for their downfall. But in the meantime, while we wait for their downfall, we attack those who are close to them. You know, Travis Kelce really is a great American success story. Would I feel the same way about Travis Kelce had he not been from Cleveland? Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
For the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, he plays for a team that I still don't hate. I don't hate the Chiefs. I thought I would for about a split second, and then obviously we went a different direction with the Browns. I don't hate the Chiefs. I certainly don't hate Travis Kelce. I do think it's a really cool thing that, you know, he's middle class from Cleveland Heights and ends up, you know, Taylor Swift just married, hit the Billionaires Club, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer in his own right. Like, that's a great American success story. But I probably wouldn't feel that way
when they get married, that makes him a billionaire.
There you go. And I probably wouldn't. Well, there will be protections in there for her, I'm sure. I probably wouldn't feel that way had I been from Denver, Colorado. Okay? So it's just kind of where you come from there. But yeah, every player has their haters there. But I think that especially with head coaches, I think you're right. I think that you deal with – and then you know what? Some guys – we hate so much that we start to turn and we start to love him and we root for him again. Look at Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I mean, he was reviled in the NFL and at USC, and it's like he bottoms out. He ends up in the second row as one of the analysts for Nick Saban, and then you're seeing him on the sidelines, and he's getting cussed out by Nick Saban on the side. Like, you go from this wunderkind to, like, this kid, this guy, this grown man now getting cussed out, and he went FAU, then Ole Miss, and I'm like, man, I know Florida's going to open up, but man, it's just Ole Miss just seems to be the perfect place for him. It's a perfect job.
It is. He's great on social media. How about, by the way, John Gruden?
Yeah.
John Gruden, it had gotten
we've turned again on him.
We were tired of him in the broadcast booth. He became a caricature. I got to be honest, I thought it got real stale in the broadcast booth. He wouldn't really complain. Like, he wasn't negative on anything after a while.
Because he knew he was going to be a coach again.
And then he got back in. That was a bizarre set of circumstances. Yeah. And now he's great on social media. Like, he's awesome on social media, so people like him again. And now it's like, can he coach again? And let's go.
He, like, won his case, so it's like, well, you know, he's not that bad of a guy, this, that, and the other. Like, there was a lot of, like, oh, man, maybe a bad guy. But, like, the case kind of went his way. So, like, and him being on social media has helped his standing, where we get a call for John Gruden yesterday.
I think right now, if we were to, I'd have to really think, so I'm not going to do a power ranking now. But in terms of the the most likable athletes in all of sports. Is Josh Allen there now?
Yeah, I think he
is. Does anybody hate Josh Allen right now?
Dolphins fans.
Yeah, but that's just, we play him.
Owen says he does. Owen just pointed to himself, hates Josh Allen. Why?
I hate Josh Allen. I hate Joe Burrow. I hate Lamar Jackson.
Nobody hates Lamar.
I do.
Nobody hates Lamar.
It's not real hate. It's just because I have a good team. If you guys had a good team, you'd hate him too.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Oh, there's time. There's split seconds.
It's the same reason that Ken wanted to hate Mahomes before.
Yeah. Mm. There are little moments where I hate Lamar.
Like, you almost want Lamar to, like, be a taunter and over-celebrate. He really doesn't.
Yeah, the only thing, I don't hate Lamar because he hasn't had success in the postseason against the Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, he's beat him in the regular season, not in the postseason. Yeah. Burrow, I hate more because he's had the success the postseason. And even, Josh Allen has had a ton of success even though his team hasn't beat them. But he has had some phenomenal games.
He's brought the best out of you guys, too.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, he has kept Mahomes in the relevancy as far as, like, still being a top quarterback. Because you know those two teams are going to meet up again when it counts. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go down to the last couple minutes. And who's going to get the ball last, right? And although Mahomes has fallen off for a lot of people, I still take him over anyone. Because he hasn't proven me wrong yet.
You're going to be annoyed here over this year and maybe in the next year. I think that he's getting ready to come back down the hill to ramp up to his second act. I think this is going to end up being Brady-esque with him, as long as they pick the right people around him. Now, I don't know if Andy Reid's going to be there for him the way that Belichick was there the whole time. So that's going to be interesting. Like, Andy Reid is in his late 60s.
Yeah.
So is Andy, how much longer will Andy Reid do it?
We'll see. You know, like, Matt Nagy's back there. Like, I know he had a run before, but this is a little different structure,
you got a better quarterback, for crying out loud. I think what Mahomes is going through is that you can't just keep expecting magic acts. And last year, just to get to the Super Bowl, like, you saw the complete team that Philadelphia is and go, Jesus, he's been a magician these last couple of years. And I that's a, by the way, that's a term of respect to him and Andy Reid and to some level Travis Kelce on that one. And I think here over the next couple of years, as they start to put it back together, I think that he'll probably ramp back up and be the best. But there are going to be people, Owen's going to be, I don't know how annoyed you can be when you won 3 Super Bowls, but you're going to be pretty annoyed because there's going to be people like, the washed conversation is going to happen. The overrated conversation. You know,
Anthony's tried to do that for 2 years now.
Yeah. But, like, there will be first takes. There will be a first take segment in the middle of June next year or the year after. Like, do we put him by Brady in Montana too soon? Like, that type of thing. And I think if you're a fan of a guy, because it's just the natural order of things.
I thought this last weekend, well, first off, that Philly game, right? I thought the rest of the team actually stepped up for the first time against another opponent, another top-level opponent in the regular season especially. But I thought Tom Brady showed how much he respects Mahomes' name being mentioned with his. By calling him one of the great, he continuously called him one of the greats, and it would be real easy for Tom Brady to just, you know, go, just say Patrick or say Mahomes or whatever, and he kept giving him that moniker as a term of respect almost. I thought at first it might be sarcasm, but the way he kept with it, I didn't really read anything into him saying it like, this guy's not on my level. Like, Tom Brady obviously knows he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I there's nothing to disagree with. Yeah. I totally agree with you on that. I was thinking, what did you mention too? By the way, Tom Brady being in the coach's box. Yeah.
So this was brought up. It's actually on ESPN. So, you know, they're a partner of the NFL.
Yeah,
and it's a head story. Brady shown in Raiders coaching booth on Monday Night Football. This is drawing the ire of a lot of people.
Are you allowed? Well, is it an unfair advantage?
Well, remember, they relaxed on the rules after so much was made in his initial year doing, like, they weren't going to allow him in the meetings and stuff. And now he's allowed, you know, in the lead up to his games as part of preparation to be, you know, in these other buildings and talking to the other coaches and stuff. For me, I got to say, like, I don't have as big of a deal about it. I mean, I don't think this is like, I don't think state secrets are being shared here. I think also every coach that invites him in to their building, I think they're just going to be cognizant that, oh yeah, Tom Brady does this. And then he also reports back to Oakland. So, I mean, to Oakland, you know, where do they play? Las Vegas. So, I mean, isn't it kind of on you if you allow, you know, privy information to get out?
Yeah. How much can really be shared? I mean, sometimes you either have the players or you don't. Yeah. And right now they're in a rebuild right now, and they're doing it. I don't know what they're going to do with Pete Carroll. I mean, Pete Carroll seems to be too old for a rebuild. They're 1-1. I mean, but you got Geno Smith there, so it's weird. Like, you know, you said it. I wonder if the Raiders are thinking now that they have Geno Smith. He played well week one. It's week one's week one. But
he threw three picks last night.
I believe so. But if you're one, but if like if you start off with your 1-1. You got Pete Carroll, who's 75 or whatever it is. Are they one of the, like, hey, you know, not great teams make the playoffs. Can we be one of those not great teams that make the playoffs?
Sure.
Possibly. But also, like, I think they're trying to keep their head afloat. I think they're another team trying to do two things at once. I think they're trying to thread a needle of winning while figuring out who they can get and who they have. But I also think that they are doing it in a different way where Geno Smith and I think a couple other quarterbacks – I'm still very leery of Sam Darnold. Very leery of Sam Darnold. Very leery of Daniel Jones. It's creating
Jones is the fifth ranked quarterback in EPA per play through two games.
People were bitching about the no middle class for quarterbacks. Like, I think the middle class is reemerging.
That seems like the whole league is made out of middle class.
Because of injuries. So there's like three guys you know who are elite. And then there's these guys, it's like, hey, man, like Jake Browning might have to be that guy. Maybe he's a Scott Mitchell type of player. I don't know. But like Jake Browning's going to have to be that guy to because Cincinnati can't just pack it in. Mm-hmm. They have still too much talent on the field. They can't pack it in for the next 3 months. So I would imagine Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins can make a guy like Jake Browning look okay. So I think you have a developing second class. In the postseason, but going back to what or in the play in the NFL, going back to Tom Brady, is it an advantage? I think it's an advantage because you wouldn't let anybody else probably sit there, but you would let the owner sit there because he's a minority owner of the team, and he's obviously clearly involved in football operations. So maybe I had a problem with it, but I don't know. Are there other minority owners? Like, does Charles Woodson ever sit in our?
I don't know. Well, he's been working.
It's only been two games.
Yeah, it's been two games, and he's still doing ESPN pregame, I think.
Yeah. And we don't have any Monday night games, so we don't know. But
if you're Mark Davis, you didn't bring Tom Brady in to just sit there and be Tom Brady. Like, you want to exploit his what he does best, right?
Yes.
Which is look over the, you know, he broke down defenses better than anyone. But, like, do you think when Michael Jordan didn't just immediately become majority owner of the Charlotte team, right? The Bobcats, I think they were Bobcats then. Yeah. Like, if you had Michael Jordan, you wouldn't go, hey, Mike, stay away from the coaches. Or if you're a coach going, you're just an owner, don't
Michael
talk to me.
Practiced with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Tom Brady wanted to come run scout team for the Raiders, I'm pretty sure you'd just let him do that.
Yeah, and you would.
And not worry about it.
But he's such a high-profile guy, and it makes me now more and more players are like, hey, 1% is $5 million. I can buy 1% if I can buy this. And so they jump into it, and who's going to stop Charles Woodson from helping out our secondary?
Yeah.
Like, if Charles Woodson's like, hey, you got Denzel, and he's banged up because of the cramps or whatever, and we got these young guys. You know what? Let me go talk to the guys. Let me go talk to these young ones. Cam Mitchell and Miles Harden. You're going to keep Charles Woodson out of there? Nope, because you got Tom Brady over there.
Oh, you're saying like in a game where he might be on the desk and the desk is on the sideline?
Anything. I mean, because that's part of buying a 1% is you buy access.
Yeah.
Like his facial recognition works in the facility, and he can walk in almost any room he wants.
You got to take your name off your wines or whatever. So.
Yeah. All you have to do is take your name off wine. That's a weird thing, by the way, but regardless, I don't know why that has anything to do with it, but that's what they decide. Well, that's a boy. That's an interesting thing about the owners being there. You got anything else?
Yeah, just right now through two games, Lamar Jackson number one, Justin Herbert number two, EPA per play number three, Jordan Love, Goff four, Daniel Jones five. Josh Allen is right outside the top five at six. Baker is ninth. If you were curious, Patrick Mahomes 16th. Wow, he's in the middle class apparently. And number 30, Joe Flacco. So still a couple of quarterbacks behind him.
Good.
So he's not at the bottom.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.